Tosfos Divrei Maschil Lefichach Im Nafal Akoso. So the Mishnah starts off with the halacha Shifin Shiratzu Lasis Machitza Bonim Es Akoso Be'emsa and Yifal Minin Hamedina. And the Mishnah goes on and says Lefichach, since the halacha is that there's a din that the two shutfin or ex-shutfin have to participate in the expenses of the kosel, and the kosel has to be made from material of minhag hamedina. Therefore, because of that, there's now a built-in umdina. We now can assume, if we now have the kosel that collapses, and we don't know whose makom the kosel was built on, and whose expenses went into this kosel, who has a chelik in the avanim, the Mishnah tells us, "Hamakom be'avanim shel shneihem." So this is based on the fact that we just mentioned in the Mishnah, this din, that there's a chi of lasos koso be'emtza. Tosus explains, and we know there are two rishonos in the Gemara as far as what the pshat in the Mishnah is, why there's this chiyuv. So we have the lashon of machitza, meaning guda, based on the fact that they made a kinyan, they committed each other to build a koso, hezek be'alosh me'hezek, but they're committing. Or because they agreed, once they agreed to separate as shutfin, now there's alacha bezig rishmei hezek. Tosus explains, perush, what's the lefichach going on? Lefiche bonim akoso ba'karcham. They both have no choice but to participate in the koso. And the koso, meaning the koso of minhag medina, gdil gazis and so on. Why do they have to build the koso ba'karcham? So Tosus goes through now the two lashonos. And Tosa spells out, oh, mishum dehiknu zelazer, lasos guda, lishna kama, according to the lishna kama in the Gemara, that machitza means guda, so the bonim bal karcham is based on the fact that they made a kinyan one to the other, as Gemara is going to explain on Daf Gimel. But Tosa needs to add something here. So they made a kinyan, but how do you know they made a kinyan? So that much you have to take into account that you have that knowledge as well. Well, kigon diyadu alanu adayin. That's known to us that they were maknet, they made a kinyan one to the other. Vizochrim sheknu zelazer. So all of this is within the pshat of mechitza, meaning guda. So because of that, which we know that bal karcham, they have to build a kosel because of the fact that they were maknet to each other, there was a kinyan to make a kosel. That's within that lashon. That's why it's bal karcham. Tosis continues, ulishna basra. Mishum Hesekriya, according to the Lishna Basra, you don't have to say too much. Lishna Basra is simple. You see a wall, you know that if they're no longer shutfin, each one has now a separate private chatzer, there has to be a wall. So that's the Lefichach in terms of the second Lashon of the Gemara. The Maram and Masha point out, but L'chore, the Gemara explains that there's still a Ratsu on the actual Chalukah of the Shutfis, right? So L'chore, you still have to know that that was, in fact, agreed upon by the two of them. In a chenami, but obviously if they're no longer shutfin, then that we know that they're no longer shutfin. To say that perhaps maybe one who the one who agreed to the other to allow to break up the shutfis would have made a t'nai that only if you build the wall, that's just the Maran b'shem the Rush, we're not going to start assuming such a thing. In other words, once we know that the shutfis is dissolved and we have a wall, the assumption is that obviously both of them want to take care of the hezekriya and the obligation is on both of them, and it's not like one person was holding the other one hostage that the shutfis is only going to get dissolved if you build the wall. That already, we're not going to go that far. So therefore, Tosfos doesn't have to say very much in terms of the lashon of hezek rishmei hezek. According to the first lashon, Tosfos had to spell out yadu alanu adayin bezochem sheiknu zelazen. Okay, so that's simply Tosfos simply learning pshat in the lefikach. Lefikach perush, given what we know that they had no choice but to build a wall according to each lashon based on the parameters of that explanation of the Mishnah. Now we understand that the makom b'avanim shel shneihem. But it's because of this, quote, umdina, this umdina that we now understand bevadai, based on either Lashon of the Gemara, that it had to be a wall built by both of them. But the suggestion is, the implication is, that without this vados, without this umdina that tells us bevadai, that the koso rabbanim shoshneim, if we would have a situation like this, where the wall existed between two Shchenim, and the Avanim are here on the floor, we don't know who participated. So then it sounds like we wouldn't necessarily go the route of saying Yachlok. That's the premise that Matosis is now about to get into. Because of this Umdina, because of the Lefichach, that's why we know that we share in the Avanim and the Makom. fructose. The imtomar, my iria, mishum debonim al koso bar karcham. Why does it have to be dependent, this halacha that the Mishnah is telling us, that hamakam v'avon shel shneim, why does it have to be dependent on that which we know, bon makosa bar karcham, as we just explained? Belav hachi nami havishel shneim. Even without that, even without that new umdina that we have now come to realize that they had to build it together, still, we would also have to paskin this question, whose wall, whose avanim, whose makam, we'd also paskin that it belongs to both of them. And Tosus adds to this, afil nafo reshut sedechad minayu, even if it would be that it would fall into reshut of one, kivin in chazis lo lozeh velo lozeh, because there's no indication from chazis, kideparach begemarto is now going to prove from the Gemara that even nafo reshut sedechad minayu is not going to change, and the reason for that Tosus is going to go on to explain later on. But let's pause for a second and just begin to digest what Tosus is beginning to tell us. There's a lot that Tosus is saying in a few words, and we have to literally dissect what's being said here. Tosus is coming from the premise that there is a rule, and I'm going to see this spelled out a little bit further on in Tosus vis-a-vis Simchis and Nachachamim. There is a rule called Mamon Hamutal Besafik Cholkin. I don't know how to paskin the Shaila of Mamonis. Mamon Hamutal Besafik, whatever the case may be. The rule says, chokin, it's a psak in suffik. Now, it's not as simple as saying that, because usually that expression, that phrase, is attributed to a particular Tana, whose name is Sumchus. He's a Talmud of Rav Meir, he's found very often in Shas, Sumchus. Shita Sumchus, mentioned, beginning of Bamitzia, later Bamitzia, Bavakama, many places in Shas, Shita Sumchus is Mamon Hamuta Besafik chokin. All kinds of examples where Simchus spoke, and the Gemara says, the Mishnah is saying a certain halacha of Yachloku, Zu Divrei Simchus. We mentioned one yesterday at the end of Shir. The Mishnah in the fourth parak of Bava Kama is one example. Fifth parak. Sharsha Nagach Esapar Memvav. Sharsha Nagach Esapara, the Nimsa Uvra Bitsida. You have a goring of an ox where the ox that was gored had a stillborn baby, unclear whether that uber that was born dead was a function of the negicha, in which case we have to have the mazik, the owner of the shor, a mazik has to pay, let's say, chatzi nezik for a short time, also for the uber. Or it would have happened anyway. So that's a mamon hamutal besafik. So according to Sumchis, you pay the suffix, whether you have to be chatzi nezek for the vlad. For the shor hanizok, you have to pay chatzi nezek, clear. For the vlad, which is a question whether anything happened as a result of this hezek, or it would have happened anyway, it was going to happen anyway, memela, you pay revia nezek. Why? Shita sumchus. One example. Other examples, we'll see, the Gemara a lot of times says, zu divei sumchus. However, the chacham disagreed. There's other cases at the end of the third parak of Bava Kama, where the Gemara also has, again, you don't know if the animal, that, again, an issue of shor shenagach, whether it was affected by the shor that was pursuing, or it happened to run into a tree or something. So was it through the negicha? Was it, it happened anyway, it was being pursued, and then it went into something. So again, a shayla, and according to the psak of the Mishnah, chokin. You pay half. Nu, says the Gemara, zu divrei sumchus. But chalukin alav chavei raval sumchus. This is now from Lamed Hei Amid Beis. The amar mona muta besavik chokin. The chachamim argue. What do the chachamim say? Says the Gemara in Daf Memvav Med Aleph. Ava chachamim omrim, ze klal gadol bedin hamotzi mechavera olav arayim. That means that, according to Sumchus, apparently, we won't follow muchzik. That's the pashtus. We say chokin. We ignore the fact that one person is holding on to the money. Hamot v'vray is a principle in mamonis that the person who's holding on to the money, misafik, you can't be motzi from him without a raya, without edim. Misafik, he gets to keep the money. So in a case, for example, shosha nogach esapara, v'nimtz over b'tzida, he wouldn't pay revi. According to some chas, you pay revi and nezik. According to chacham, you wouldn't pay revi and nezik. You pay nothing. misafik. For all I know, it wasn't a result of the negicha. Hamotzi mechaber lo varai. Now, this rule of samchis, again, it's mentioned a lot of times in Shas, has a caveat. Now, so we have the chachamim, after all. Right? We have the chachamim. But even samchis itself, the Gemara, later in Bava Basra, Lamed Hey, I gave you the Gemara. There is another case. Let's talk in another case here. That's Yachloku. And again, leaving the fact that we know the Chacham argue on Simchis on the side for a second. Hamachle par v'chamor v'yolda. V'chein hamochis shebchasa v'yolda. This is a Mishnah in Bamitzia Daf Kuf, quoted again here in Lamed Hey. So what's the case? There's a kinyan that's going to be swapping a para b'chamor. So the question is, the moment of the transaction is a particular moment in time. But soon afterwards, you notice that the para gave birth. The question is, the one who's now acquiring the para with this swap, with this kinyan, was he zoche in the vlad? Because if it was born after the kinyan, after he was zoche, the bala chamor is now taking it to be zoche in the para, and the para, and that's the swap. So then he gets the vlad too. But if the vlad was born before the kinyan, then it goes still to the original person, not to the one who's now acquiring the para. Right? So that's a suffix. Mamana muta b'suffix. Hamochishev chasa v'yolda, same idea. Again, there's a kinyan taking place here. It's a kinyan kesef. There's a kinyan chalipin. And the halacha is, says the Mishnah, yachloku. So the Gemara brings this in as a question vis-a-vis a psak that Rav Nachman gave, which is going to, we'll mention it now because it'll come up later in the Tosfos, called Kol De'olam Gavar. Another halacha in Sfeikos that sometimes you paskin, the strongest man will win. Let him fight it out. Interesting. Let him fight it out. Kol De'olam Gavar. Some understand this to be something of a siluk, based in sort of steps aside and says, okay, we're not going to give a proactive psak, we're just going to let it kind of be a free-for-all, a brawl, whatever it is. Kol de'olam gavar. Hard to know exactly right now fully how to explain it. Kol de'olam gavar. There's a lot to say about this also, but meanwhile, Rab Nachman Paskin, if you have a situation of zel meshel avosai, this is cheskes habatim issues, right? So the Rashbam says it could be a piece of karka, it could be a boat. There's no seeming weight for one more than the other, an equal suffix. Kol de'olam gavar. So the Gemara had kasha from that onto first the case of Shnei Shtaros. Here's in Yom Echad. Again, another suffix situation. A machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara gives klalim. Ikal mekam l'adam milsa, lekal mekam l'adam milsa. Again, this is not our inyan. When you say kol de'olam gavar, when you don't say kol de'olam gavar. But then the Gemara goes with another kasha. Maishna from hamachet parva chamor v'yolda. Now, keep in mind, so far we just said the Gemara at Manvav and Bava Kama. Mamana mutva sabek chokin is only shita sumchas. But the chachamim hold what? What's the rule? Kal gadol? That's right. So what's the Gemara asking here? Akasha from Sumchas. So Tosis right away is sensitive to this, on the bottom of Lamed Hayamid Aleph. Because there's a big tumul in the Rishonim, should we hold like Sumchas? From the Rashbam and Rashi in many places, it's Takamashma, Halacha Kisumchas. Tosis doesn't agree. So Tosis points out, again, I'm not going to read the Tosis inside, but just to notice the following. Because we're going to see it in our Tosis as well, the same Nakuda. That the Chachamim don't completely disagree with Simchas. They disagree with Simchas in a situation where I have the alternative psak called Hamotzi Mevaraya, means I have a muchzik. But Malcolm, that there's no muchzik, if you don't have Chal the Din Hamotzi Mevaraya, you don't have one person who's muchzik, so then the Chachamim would also agree fundamentally to the rule of Mamana Mutu B'Savik Chokim. Sumchis is the one who dismisses even that. And where does this come from? The Tosis again says it, but it's really, and Tosis Bayas is what's quoted Gemara, that the Gemara asked the question on the Mishnah Bamitzia Daf Kuf, on this very case that we just mentioned. that's quoted in Lamed Hey, and Tos is going to quote it by us, and it's the Mishnah Daf Kuf from Bamitzia. Hamachrif paravachamor. Hamochishav chasa v'yolda. And you don't know. Ze omer, I'm reading the Mishnah, Ze omer ad shelo macharati. Ze omer mishelo kachti. Each one wants it to be that the birth happened when it was theirs, when it was the shifcha or the para was still theirs. Yachloku, asks the Gemara, Ama yachloku, the lechzi b'shus deman kaima, the leveida chamot mevarai. Wanted to see where it is. So the Gemara asked that question on the Mishnah, on Daf Kuf and Bamitzia. What are you saying, yachloku? What happened to much of right? So the Gemara answers originally on that question, Bomedes ba'aga. The para is no man's land. It's not in anyone's rishus more than the other. Shifcha tu, the kaima besimta. The Gemara has another kasha. What about Marakama? Marakama is also a sort of a muhsik, with a person who's a previous owner that also gives him a certain status of muhsik. The Marakama, that's all of Cheskes Abatim, right? Marakama versus the one who's now trying to establish Cheskes Gemushan and Cheskes Marakama. The Gemara answers, and according to many Rishonim, Tosus among them, this answer is really going back to answer the other kasha too. Once we say this, Hamani Sumchesi. So the Gemara first asked, see whose rishus it's in. Motzav Raya, the Gemara says, Aga. The Gemara says, what about Marakama? And says the Gemara, Hamani Sumchesi. This Mishnah goes like Shita Sumches. The Omar, Maman Amuta B'Savik Chokin. That's Sumches. Then the Gemara goes on to other Pratim, Sumches Shema, B'Shema Bari. The Bari that happens a lot in the Gemara with regard to Sumches. Now, again, according to many Rishonim, this answer is really going to go back on the first Kasha too. You don't have to make a new Kimfa anymore that the Paro was Bomedes Ba'agam, and it gave birth, and it wasn't anyone's Rishus, because it goes like Sumches. Sumches doesn't follow Mursik, because he says, L'maisa, it's a Suffolk, Maman Amutim a Suffolk Chok. Coming back to Daf Lamed Hei and Bava Basra, so the Gemara has a Kasha, that we have on the one hand, Psak of Rav Nachman, by Shel Avosai, no one seems to have greater weight in this, in their claim. Each one says, this piece of karka, this sfina is mine, my father's. Kod Yom Gava, ask the Gemara, Kasha, Maishna from Machir Par Vachamor. Yachlok. Again, that's Sumchis. But the answer is, the Chachamim only argue on Sumchis if what? If there's a muhsik. So, in theory, the Chacham would also agree. But Rav Nachman had a different answer for a Suffolk, Maman Amutim a Suffolk. What was Rav Nachman's solution? Called Yom Gavah. So the Kasha, as Tosis explains here, is really a Kasha even for the Chachamim, because their only dismissal of Sumchis is because they hold high the power of muhsik. But if it were not to be viewed as someone being a muhsik, they would also default to Maman Amutim a Suffolk Chokin. So why does Rav Nachman have a psak of Kod Yom Gavar, asked the Gemara, and here we have a psak of Yachloku, which for Sumchis would exist in all situations, even in the face of a Marakam, even in the face of a Muchzik, and the Chachamim would agree were it not for the Muchzik. Comes the Gemara with the following klal, which again has many interpretations, but we're going to go with Tosis. Answers the Gemara, Lamed Hei, Amid Aleph, Anta, Amid Beis, Chasam, Lahai, Isrei, Drara, De Mamona, Lahai Isrei Dorah de Mamona. Hacha idemar lo demar idemar lo demar. What do those words mean? These words appear in Beis on the Beis and Bamitzia as well. In other places, Dorah de Mamona. What does it mean? So, what are the words? What case is Dorah de Mamona? What case is not Dorah de Mamona? First, let's define our cases. We have Kol De'olam Gavar case, Zeresh Amasha Avosai, and we have the case of Machir Par V'Chamor. Those are the two cases that we're asking one against the other. So the Gemara is saying, Hasam Lahai Iskei Dvara De Mamona. That's the case of Machir Par V'Chamor. The case that we associate with Sumchis, and in theory the Chachamim as well, were it not to be a Motzei V'Rai. Maman Amuta B'Safek Chokin is the rule in a case where the Dvara De Mamona, we haven't translated yet what that means, Dvara De Mamona, where it's not Dvara de Mamona, as Gemara goes on, Shalom the Girsa, but Hachi Demaro Demar, that's where we go, the root of Kol Diyom Gam. Many pshatim in this Gemara. We're not going to go through the Rashbam's pshat, has to do with Shaychus to the Mammon, and what the implications are for that. Shaychus to the Mammon. Okay, so that's where we say Yachloku. Each one has a Tosus pshat, because Tosus here is obviously going with his own pshat. Tosus on Lamed Heomid Beis explains what the Gemara is saying. Drara de Mamona means the following. Drara means like a shaychus, right? Something like a connection. But what does it mean inherently in terms of what type of suffix lends itself to the rule of sumchis that quote Mamon Hamuta b'suffik chokin? What type of a suffix? A suffix that we can classify as what? Drara de Mamona, Perush, Didal Tanasayu Mehacha. Even absent their respective claims that are brought in front of us, yesh suffik lebezdin, there's already inherently in the situation built in a cause to start wondering whose money is it? Dehe minayu havi avlad. In noad kodim shemachar, olacha shemachar. In other words, what's our situation? When did the vlad get born? There was a transaction. Before anyone opens their mouth, we know that there was a transaction, and we know there was a birth, and we right away have questions. Who does it belong to, the vlad? Was it born before or after? So the situation itself calls out for a resolution. That's when Mamon Hamuta B'Suffik Chokin operates. The Lashon of the Gemara is interesting. Achronim HaMedayik, what's Demaro Demar? It's a little bit hard to know the words of the Gemara. I know maybe Tosus didn't have it, Demaro Demar, or maybe you have to try to fetch into the Lashon of the Gemara. That somehow that which the suffix itself inherently lends itself to possibly X, possibly Y, possibly Reuven, possibly Shimon. So that's why the Gemara uses the Lashon demar or demar, meaning the suffix itself is already gives Reuven a possible stake in having it. Maybe that's how you could work the words of the Gemara. Obviously, if you didn't have demar or demar, it's easier to read it. Drar de Mamona means a suffix which is inherently a suffix. Okay. When you read the words of Gemara, lahai, lahai yiski drar de Mamona, you have to know how to put that into Tosus. Again, a separate Indian to try to think about the Lashon Gemara. But this is the Pshat Tosus presenting. And that's what you have when it comes to what? Machipar v'chamor. Unlike which case? Shalavosai. You see two people next to a boat, right? There's no suffix. The suffix is only when each one stakes out their claim. It's for me, it's my father, my father. Now I have a suffix through the Titus. That's where Kol Diyom Gavar is the rule. But when I have a suffix that inherently below Tanaseyim, yei suffix lebezdin, that's when we would say Mama Muta B'Suffik Chokin. Tosis goes on. What's the other example, the classic example we started with Sumchis, of Mama Muta B'Suffik Chokin, the case in Bava Kam. Right? We have, for example, the case in the fifth parak that we mentioned in Daf Mem Vav, and we have the case at the end of the third parak. And Tosis refers to both of them, which and explains why those cases also fit the profile of Drara de Mamona as Tosus explains it. Continues Tosus and says, again, over here, Dal Tanaseu Mehacha, Yesafik Lebezdin, Dehem Minayu Havi Avladim, Noad Kodim Shemachar, Acha Shemachar, Vechain, Bishar Shenagach Esapar Venim Se'uv Rabit Sida, that's the mission of the Amen Vav. So Tosus explains, Below Tanasam, Misupakin Bezdin, Echaya Maisa. Without anyone opening their mouth, staking out a claim, there's already cause to be figuring out a doubt. What is the story? When, what was the nympha Uvra Betsida before the Negicha? That's what it means. In other words, it's not a function of the Negicha. It happened before, and then so happens Uvra Betsida. Maybe she later still born out, and then came the Negicha. That's really the suffix. In other words, that would have happened, but it was born uber b'tzida, before the negicha, olachas nagcha. So that's a suffix right away. When you see the story, you have a suffix. V'chein, another example, sharsh rodif achas sharachev v'huzak, ishlistapik, in b'shorah huzak, or in b'selah laka. Did the victim get bruised by the shore that was hot pursuit, or because it was running away from that shore, it ended up bumping into the sela. So we don't know if the hezek was caused by the shor mazik or through something else. So the story itself calls out for resolution. V'chein b'chol makom de pligi rabbana de sumchus, where sumchus says, mamnus avichok, and the chum say, no, hamod v'avaraya, what is the context of such a machlokas? Drora de mamona, namely, below tanuseyem, yitzafa gebeis. And we have so far three examples. Unlike what case? Aval hacha bezelmer shel avosai, by Rav Nachman's tzak, she'al pi tanuseyem bo hasafik, amin kodom gom. Simple, Tosfos tucked away, Bava Basra Gamed Yom Beis, and Tosfos throughout Shas goes with that approach to Dror de Mamona. Again, not the only reading of Dror de Mamona. Every Pshat has to be tracked and followed through in terms of the implications of Hada Paskin Shilas, Amon Rebusavik, and so on. This is Tosfos. So coming back now to us, before we even go to the extra layer that Tosfos is now going to bring in, where's Tosfos coming from in presenting his Kashanar Mishnah? He's coming from his perspective that there is a rule called Mamna Mota B'Savik Chokin, which means we don't know what to do here, but that rule is tied to the cloud called Drora de Mamona, and that's where I say Chokin as opposed to Kolodem Gavar. Now, usually that Shita is attributed to who? To Sumchus. But as we know, when the Chachamim don't have Hamot Mech Vavaraya to rely on, they would also be in Sumchus's camp. So what Tosfos is now going to present for us as his Kasha on our Mishnah on the Lefichach is, why do I need to come to the conclusion that Hamokam Vavonim Shel Shneyem, because of the fact that we know with certainty that this wall was built by both Reuven and Shimon together, Bal Korcham, they had to build the wall, and that's why it's Yachloku. Even without that vados that we have in Umdina, that it was incumbent on both of them to build the wall based on either Hezekiah or their kinyan mutually one to the other. Without that, of course, that's what happened. But we don't have to make the psak of Yachloku rest on that, because even were it not without that Umdina, the psak should also be Yachloku as well. Because Mamon Amut B'Safik, which obviously means that Tosfos is defining our situation, obviously you have to already recognize that, as what type of a Safik? As Tosfos is going to say later on, a Dror de Mamona Safik, which means, just to put into our terms, you see a wall between two Shechinah, immediately there's a cause for wondering. This wall was built by Reuven, by Shimon, by both of them. There's a suffix. They don't have to open their mouths. It's a Dror de Mamona suffix. And therefore, why do I need the Lefichach to tell me that Makom HaZushnev? Now, granted, now that the Lefichach exists, is the Psak in any way connected to Mamon Amut B'Safik? Is it a suffix? No. Third, in a Chanami, of course. Now that we know, it is a Vada. But Tosfos' question is, the Mishnah is making it seem that the only reason why we're coming to the Psak of Yachloku is because of this Umdina, the Torah's Vada. Sounds like without that, the Psak would be different. That's the question. L'chora Mamon Amuta B'Safik Chokin by Dror de Mamona. Now, wait a second. But we all know that that's only Sumchus. The Chachamim always have on their side Klal Gadol Hamotz Mechaber Lavaraya. So now Tosfos has to go through another hoop. In order to set up this kasha, Tosfos has to show me that I don't have the option of Hamotz Mechaber Lavaraya here. In which case, the Chachamim are with Sumchus, and we should once again go back to Mamon Amut B'Safik, and therefore, even without the Lefichach of Vaday, it's still going to be a chokin anyway. Now, why would I think that I have much of a raya? For the most obvious reason. And Rashi already anticipated it. When Rashi explained the Mishnah on the Lefichach, Rashi was probably heading off all of what Tosfos is now going to. Because Rashi said very simply, and again we'll see from the Gemara later like this, What does Rashi say right away on Ufichach? What does Rashi write? Hoil betchilas habin chiv chachamim livnos ben shneyem. Since there's a halacha that the mechuyev to build together, therefore im nafal al kos lachashanim rabim. One person can't make the claim that it's all mine. Afal pieces Rashi. So huchzag yosef mechaveiro kigon shenafal al kosa bechelki mifarsh megemar. In other words, why could the din have been something other than hamakom b'mishol shneim? Rashi, in a certain sense, seems to agree with Tosis that l'chora would be a chloku anyway. No, the answer is because it could be a case that you would give it to one person over the other. What case? Because they doesn't fall exactly evenly. Very likely, right, it fell into one person's vishnas. So now we call him a muchsak. He's a tafus. He has the avon. And therefore, you need the lefichach. You need to build this umdina because we know that the Koso had to be built by both of them, that we're not going to give credence to this mukhsik because we know bivad that it was built by both of them. That's what Rashi said. So Tosis has to rebut that. And that's what Tosis is now out to do. Again, we start off with sumchis, but we understand there's a chachamim, and if there's a chachamim, then wouldn't that be a way to get around this question by making the case a case where there is a mukhsik? How is there a mukhsik? Because it fell into one person's rishus. So Tosis is going to dismiss that. So let's see how he does it. First, he has to explain that Chachamim, in fact, hold this way. And he's going to give two examples, one of them that we saw. But then he's going to show me why it's not good enough. This is really, again, what we have to pull out of our Tosis and then reconstruct everything again after you read it again. That's why I say the whole first half of Tosis is its own limud, before we even get to the parents. Again, let's start again from the Tosis question. Now, before he explains why, he has a riot. A proof that falling into the shus of one of them is not going to help to make that person a muhsik. Why? We'll have to explain. That's going to come later in Tosis. But before the why, Tosis has a right. What is he trying to prove? That even when the avanim fall into one person's reshus, he would not through that become a tafus. We have to figure out why that should be. That's the next part of Tosis. But how do I know that that's true? Tosis brings a Gemara that he's medayik, the way he reads the Gemara, that is the case. Again, not necessarily to take Tosis at his word. If you look at that Gemara in Rashi, you may get a very different picture. But again, Tosis doesn't give you the other side. That's why you never trust fully when you read the Tosis. You know, be suspicious, okay? Tosis has a right to his position, but there may be other ways to understand. Let's see what Tosis says. V'im Toimer. Umay iriya mishum debonim akoso bar karcham. Why is it that the makom b'mishol shneim only is predicated on the vados, on that which we know it was built by karcham? Belav hachinami habishol shneim afilu nafu reshus edechad minayim. Even if it fell into reshus of one of them, now to add something interesting, kevan dein chazis lo lozeh velo lozeh. Because chazis is what we saw in the Mishnah, that if there's a chazis, that's an indication that this person built the wall. If there's a chazis for both, then they both built the wall. If one has a chazis, then it means he built the wall. Tosis is saying that if there is no chazis on this visible on his kosel, then having it in the reshus of one of them would not make that person win based on muhsik. Tosis agav is mashma, that if you had a chazis, it would work. Now, where does the Mishnah talk about chazis in the Mishnah? In what cases? In Bikr, correct. So there's a whole tumult in Rishonim, the Ramban, and others, whether they were attacking chazis in a chazis. Agav, this will have to come back to at some point, Uchar, the Shachis Medayik, this, Pashtis and Tosis is Mashma, that if you had a chazis in a chazis, it would or wouldn't work. What does it sound like in Tosis? It would work. Tosis is Mashma that way. In a chazis, too, chazis would work. But Tosis says, and if it would work, it would overcome whatever, you know, other indications there are. But Tosis says, if you didn't have a chazis, having it in your reshus would not matter. Now, what's Tosis' proof? The why we haven't gotten to yet. But how does Tosis know it? From a Gemara Dav Dalit. Ki de parach bi Gemara gabi bika. So the Gemara had the following question. Tosis, quoting the Gemara Dalit on the base, that it says in the bika that if they agreed to build in the bika, right? Bika is makom shenagol shelo v'ein mechayvin, right? But im asu midas shneim. So they both agreed in the bikkah to build a kosel. Says the Mishnah, they build the emsa and they make a chazis mikan umikan. So there's a chazis for both of them to indicate that it's built together. Asks the Gemara, lo yase chazis lo gazeh velo gazeh. Why do you have to have Reuben and Shem both make a chazis? Have neither make a chazis, and the din would be the same halacha. As the Mishnah says at the end of the Mishnah, the third lefichach of the Mishnah is again that the din is, imnafal akosel, hamakam babanim shoshneim. That's in the case of bikkah, but that's in the case where there's a chazis for both. In fact, the Gemara, why do you need that chazis for both? Have no chazis at all. So what's Tosus mi medayik? But what kind of kash is that? I have a simple answer. Because what would be if it would fall in such a way that it would be all one person's rishus? Without a chazis at all, this person should be able to win by arguing, I'm a muchzik and I built it all myself in the bikkah. So therefore I need a chazis ulkan ulkan. The e havi dehech denafu rishus, so my parach. If the din is clear that if the when the wolf falls into one person's rishus, he would be able to be zocha because he's a muchzik. My parach, what kind of question does the Gemara have? Lo yasu chazis. Hatzarach lasus chazis, shelo yipo rishus echad v'yomer shelohe. So what did Tosus show from that Gemara? That the wolf falling into one person's rishus would not a muchzik make out of that person. Again, we have to know, if we go Rashi's reading, and Rashi reads the Gemara, that the case of the lefichach is necessary for having to fall into one person's rishus, then what does Rashi do with the Gemara Dav Dalet? Quite honestly, if you look at Rashi Dav Dalet, you'll see Rashi has a whole different shot in the Gemara's kashya. We're not going to get there yet. We'll speak it all out eventually. But Tosus took for granted that from the Gemara's kashya, it's muchach. The Gemara says, why do you have to make a chazis for both of them? Make no chazis. What do you mean? Simple answer. If it fell into one person's mishus, elamai, falls into one person's mishus, it wouldn't help. And therefore, that's supporting the kasha. That's how Tosfos building the kasha out. So therefore, back to our Mishnah, to the beginning of the Mishnah, in the case of Chatzar, why do I need the lefichach to arrive at the psak halacha of hamakom b'mishus shneim? Just the fact that mamon hamuta b'safik and falling to mishus of one would not matter. Now, Tosfos has to speak out something. But don't we know that the chachamim do follow muchzik against simchus? So why wouldn't becoming a tafus in the avanim, becoming a muchzik, why would that help you? Why is it different than the cases where the chachamim hold, right, that you are going to be zocheh as a muchzik? Why am I dismissing that fact that the avanim pouring into your rishus should make you a muchzik? Don't the chachamim hold that way? So Tosus does bring two examples that illustrate the chachamim shita that do award the mamon hamuta b'safik, not to both of them as yachloku, but to the person who's a tafus. So let's see. And then Tosfos is going to say why our case is different. Notice. V'ha d'arminan b'hashoel, gabi machir par v'chamor. This is the Gemara that I quoted for you earlier in Daf Kuf, right? The Gemara is kasha on that Mishnah. And a separate Gemara, that a similar kasha is mentioned, v'chem b'reish habayis v'aliyah, when it collapsed, and you don't know the avanim were coming from the person who lived in the bayis or the person who lived in the aliyah. I think Gemara has the kasha, the same kasha the Gemara has in Daf Kuf and Bar Mitzia. V'lechzi b'shus d'man kaima, v'levi idach hamotze mechaber lo v'raya. Right? So the Gemara has that kasha. Gemara answers initially kaima ba'agam that we said, then the Gemara comes back, Gemara kama, and Gemara says, goes like sumchis. But meanwhile, the Gemara is asking a kasha that look at where the stones are in Bais Valia, look at where the para is, and whoever has the para with the vlad and the rishus should win. So Tosfos is now going to distinguish between that which we find in those cases that the chachamim awarded to the muchzik and our case. And this is now going to be the crux of what's building Tosfos kasha, what Tosfos is now about to bring out. Hainu Mishnah. So it's going to distinguish between the tfisa of muchzik in those situations where the suffix was not nolad Again, we see the words in a minute, but just the basic outline. Was not nolad until later. So you became a muhsik, and then the suffix was nolad. Or where the suffix was already nolad beforehand, and then seemingly you became a muhsik. And I have to explain what all that means. But that's where we're going. Now, before we even go there, I want to ask you a simple question in Havana. So we have two examples Tosis brought, two Gemaras, where the Chachamim opt for Hamotz Mechavel of Araya over Yachloku. Because the Gemara had the simple question, V'leachsi b'shus deman kaima, right? If the paro would be in one person's b'shus, then the vlad would be theirs. In the case of the Bais V'aliyah Shel Shnayim, if the Avanim were in one person's b'shus, it would be assumed that would be from him. Why did Tosis quote those two Gemaras? What happened to the classic Rachachamim that the Gemara says right away in Nemvav and Bava Kama, when the Gemara posits Zu Divei Sumchus, right? Aba Chacham Omzekka Gado Hamavet Vecha Uraya. What are the cases in Bava Kama? What's the suffix over there? Did the Shor Hamazik cause the Hezek on the Uber as well? Did the Uber get born dead after the Negicha, or was it born dead beforehand? Was the Shor Hanizak a result of the Negicha? Or was it the Salalaka? Hamotzi Mechavel V'raya, so he doesn't have to pay Revi'a Nezek for the Vlad, he doesn't have to pay Chatzi Nezek for the Shor HaNizek, because Misafik, we say that it wasn't through the Shor HaMazik that it occurred. It's also Muchzik, right? So, why did Tosis pick the examples that he quoted from the Gemara's question, Lechzi B'shus Deman Kaima? The Gemara in Bamitzia, by the Avanim of the Aliyah and the Bayis, or the case of Machir Parva Chamor, as the question that he has to distinguish those cases where you are going to be Zoche as a Muchzik from our case of the Avanim of the wall that fell down, if it fell into one person's mishus, why couldn't Tosis go to the most classic example of the Chachamim of a Motz Mechmer of Araya that the Gemara spelled out in Bava Kama? Tosis had two Gemaras. That's the Gemara to ask from. It would seem that Tosis understood that there's something different about our case of the Avanim of the wall falling into one person's Mishus that's not necessarily of the same magnitude of Muchzik as the case, for example, of Bava Kama, where I don't know if the Mazik has to pay anything for the Hezek that occurred with the Uber and so on. That, obviously, a Muchzik of Araya, but that can't speak to the case over here. For Tosis to set up a question in order to answer, to distinguish, he needed to bring these examples. Both say, here where I'm going. There's a fundamental difference in the nature of the muhsik. In a case in Bava Kama that I gave you, that the mazik doesn't have to pay anything for that hezik, and the cases that Tosis brings from in terms of the par being in one person's rishus when it gave birth, or the avanim falling into one person's rishus when the bayis and the aliyah collapsed. Yes, Arya.
Having trouble understanding what exactly the muhsik would be in that case. I understand that one of them has to prove that, you know, it's even actually damaged, but it's not because of, like,
so,
it's not because of reshus or something.
So what I think you're saying is an answer to the question. But let's extrapolate on what you're saying a little bit. Yeah, go ahead.
There's no
reshus. Okay. Why is Hamotz Mechvel of Araya in Bava Kama and Vav, let's say, much more intuitive to us than a motzei of Raya on Bar Mitzvah Daf Kuf by Machir Parva Chamor, where the par happened to be one person's rishus?
Bring
Adam? No. I'm not talking about Adam. I'm talking about Hamotz Mechmel of Raya, that person who's the muhsik wins, unless you could bring Adam against him. In other words, where the Chacham disagree with Sumchis, they say the rule is Klal Gadol Hamotz Mechmel of Raya. But again, there's a much of a Raya can have different manifestations and different tiers. I think the more you think about it, the more you realize, I think, that Bava Kama is a much of a Raya, the cases that I gave you with the Mazik of the Shor, is a much stronger Muchzik than the Muchzik that we have, a much of a Raya, in the cases where the Para happened to be one person's Rishus, be it the buyer or the seller, at the time of birth. And the case of our Mishnah, of the stones of the wall collapsing into one person's mishus, is analogous to which type of muhsik? To the second one. So Tosus wanted to bring examples that show you that even that passes the test of much of that overhead. Tosus couldn't quote the classic Matzah Braya because that's different. So let's try to be magde why that is so. Bava Kamma, do you owe money for this hezek? You're the bailin. You're bailin what's in your pocket, and what's in your purse, what's in your bank account. That's muhsik. You're holding on. That money's yours. Do you have to pay? You don't have to pay. But that's a muhsik that's inherent in the situation. You're a bailam on your money. You don't have to pay. Now, here's the transaction. A person acquires a para. The para happened to give birth. You don't know if it gave birth after the transaction took effect, in which case, on zoche in the windfall of the vlad, or it happened before. So it so happens that the transaction took place coincidentally at the time that the Maisa Chalipin took place, and I grabbed on, I say, to the Chamor, so the par was sitting in my rishus. It's very incidental. It's just artificially so that the par happens to be in my rishus. But there isn't anything about that that says you can't take it away from me because we don't know about when the birth took place. The par was in my rishus at the time that we don't know. So, therefore what? Therefore, it means that it happened afterwards. Now, not that we know because I'm holding on to my bank account that the hezek didn't affect the Uber, but there, it's my money. Let's say even stronger. The suffix itself is, do I owe money for the hezek? The muhsik in my money says, I don't pay the money. So that is obviously, for the chachamim, a basis to say, not yachloku, but a motzver v'rai. But Tosus says it's not just that. See, for example, in our situation, where the wall fell down, and the stone happens to go into one person's rishus, it's totally an artificial type of muhsik. We don't know whether the wall is built by Reuven or Shimon or both. The stones happen to be Reuven's rishus. No one's arguing that should show more that Reuven built the wall. I mean, maybe you could think such a svar, but we're not going with that svar. It could fall any kind of way. There's nothing about the stones being there. Elamai, I happen to be that I'm a quote out of toughness. I'm holding onto the stones. That's a far cry from the case where the suffix is, do I owe the money? We don't know if the wall was built by Reuven or Shimon. Did Reuven build the wall? Maybe. Maybe Shimon built the wall. Maybe they both built the wall. The stones happen to be situated in Reuven's possession. But the suffix in Bava Kamma is, do I owe money for that damage? So the very question of the suffix is, do I have to pay money? But I'm a muhsik. So the very suffix itself, what enters into the very suffix is, do I have to pay the money? And I'm holding on to my money, so I don't have to pay. That's a whole qualitatively different type of muhsik that Tosus would understand that would win over yachloku of a mamon amuta b'suffik. But Tosus to present a question in order to differentiate our case from other cases is in order to show me, but Yechacham don't just explain motzev raya in a case where the muhsik is such that it's my money, I don't have to pay money for the question if I owe it or not. But even a situation where the suffik is not do I owe, the suffik is something outside of that. Suffik is, where did the wall fall? Who built the wall? Who built the wall? It happens to me the stones are by me right now, so what? But the answer is, you see, the Gemara is willing to allow that even for such a possibility of muhsik, the chachamim dismiss yachloku, and allow it to be awarded to the person who happens to be a tafus. There's nothing inherent in that. It's very incidental, very artificial. The fact that the stones fell into my rishus, the collapsing of the beis and aliyah, the stones are by one person. Or the para happened to be in my rishus, but the suffix is, did it give birth before or after? But the answer is, that's also good enough. The Maisa, the par is by you. So I think that's why Tosfos needed those examples, in order to make it more analogous to our Mishnah, in order to present the question that no, so maybe the answer is as simple as that. The stones fell into one person's rishus. The Chachamim argue on Sumchis. They say Motzei Raya based on being a Tafus. Even though that Tfisa is not of the magnitude of like a Muchsa Gamur, like a person who, do I owe the money for the Hezek or not? It just happens to be right now, they're by me. There's nothing about that that should give me necessarily more leverage per se, except that, nope, that's also good enough, Motzei Raya. So Tosfos says, yeah. So then what makes our case different? Maybe that's the simple answer. It fell into one person's rishus. Says Tosfos, let me tell you what the difference is. And this is not going to, ultimately, the crux of Tosfos' question. Okay, a few people had hands. Yeah.
You said there's a difference of when I'm on a slin and mizikin, and we say, without a shufin, it will say, when there's like a she'ila going on by a...
Speak up, everybody. Yeah, yeah. I want everyone to hear the
question. You said there's a difference in I'm on a without an Ezekiel versus in the case of Shufin or Sheila Kapalda, any of those things. Meaning because we're both these cases are cases of Shem.
I don't want to Shem Hashem, but I don't want to get into, but I know where you're going. Why is the para being in one person's reshus not the same type of muhsuk as the person who was mazik, who is not sure whether he was mazik, he caused the Uber to die? Why?
We're talking about the case of mazik. The para is going
to
end.
The para could be anywhere. A para goes from place to place. We call that goldros. We'll talk about that eventually. The Gemara says later on above that goldros are animals that wander. So the fact that one person's holding on to something and it's near possession, there's nothing about that that should indicate that it's mine, because it could have just as well gone from you to me. So the tefisa, there's nothing in that tefisa that should say that it's mine. So it just happens to be by me. And there's no marakama, let's say. If you know the marakama, then gold roast, that's what Tosfos is basically saying. If there's, you know, with marakama, the Gemara deals with sumchis, the Gemara asks marakama. But either way, in theory, there's no marakama. So you see that the tefisa itself could count for something, even though it's not indicative, the fact that it must be mine. In the case of Mazik, again, having the money, and you don't know if I was Mazik, so I keep my money. That's a Muchsa Gomor. This is more you can call it a Tafus. It's Epi something. I mean, well, it's by me. Anyway, this is a slur I think you can think about. But I want to see if I can at least get to the main part of the Tosfos. One or two questions more. Go. Yeah.
I know we said that the two kinds of muhsuks are different. Are you also saying that it's significant that in the case of, in the Bava Kamma case, the Chazaka came before the Safek?
That's where Tosfos is going. That's what the meat of the Tosfos question. That's what's coming right now. Tosfos is now about to tell us of this. Granted, the Chachamim disagree with Sumchus and allow a person who's muhsuk, or let's call it a different word, tafus, to distinguish it from the muhsik of Bava Kamma in the cases that we mentioned, over Yachloku. Granted, that is true. So even something similar to the case of Avanim falling, but the fact is right now it's by one person. So if it's a suffix, they should be Zoche. So maybe that's the need for the Lefichach. That would, again, keep the Cheshbon, everybody. That's the most important thing of everything. It's not the Lumdus, it's the Cheshbon. And then the Lumdus can be plugged in. That's what, you know, you have to hold cup and wear. You know, Tosfos is throwing a lot of things at you, and he's writing in a certain way. You have to sort of recreate it. That's what I'm trying to teach you a little bit, how to, hopefully after Yuchaza, you'll read the Tosfos again, the whole Kasha, just to see how it's being set up. Again, the point of Tosfos' Kasha is, who needs this umdina of Vadai, of Lefichach, to establish this din of Magman Shel Shneim? Of course, it's true, it's a Vadai. But were it not for this umdina, it should also be Yachloku. Why should be Yachloku? Because of the rule called Mamana Mutta B'Safik Chokin, which is predicated on Dvar de Mamona, which Tosfos is going to say in a minute is called Dvar de Mamona here, which we usually attribute to Sumchis, but Tosfos is now about to tell us. But if the Chachamim don't have the counter legal status of Hamotzei V'Raya, they would also default to Sumchis. And even though, this is what we're holding right now, even the Chachamim also acknowledge that there is a basis to award it to a Muchzik such as similar to what we have over here. And the two examples Tosis brings, which are similar to our Mishnah of the Makom, that Banim fall into one person's Rishus, are the examples Tosis brought, not the case of a person who's holding on to his pocketbook, not having to pay, but the example similar to our case, which I think is a little of a lower type of Muchzik, and that would be the cases of the Para that gave birth, and it happened to be one person's Rishus, and therefore that would have been enough to say that he should be able to be Zochen in the Vlad, even though it's just artificially happens to be within his Rishus, but it could just as easily have been that it was born before the transaction. But Amaisa, the Paros in the Rishus, that's enough to say, don't take it away from me. And therefore, maybe that's the answer to our Kasha, says Tosfos, this is the difference. And now we have to get to the words and then the Havana behind the words. So let's read the words first. So Tosfos says, Again, and just one more point. And what did Tosis bring in as his proof before we get to the Svara? How do I know that falling into one person's Rishus is not going to help you? The Kasha, the Gemara Badika. Lo Yasu Chazus, Ebro Lezeh. What do you mean, Lo Yasu Chazus? If you didn't have no Chazus, then what would be if one person had all the Avanin? So the answer must be, it wouldn't help. It wouldn't matter. And therefore, the Gemara had such a Kasha. Okay. Aye, but Vahadamina Bahashoel. So again, because Tosis started off, Fiu Nafishu Zedachadminai. So you see that Chachamim do reckon with being a muchzik, and therefore let the Avonim being one person's Rishus, and that would have been enough to give him everything. No, here's the difference. Hainu mishum, the Hasam, mitchila mivurer chaya hadavar. Initially, there was clarity. Ubishus echad mehem no let a suffix. The suffix was born, was created in someone's rishus, one or the other. So the rishus of the one who's now the muchzik, it's in that state of being a muchzik, there was a suffix that was nola. So if I just stop right now and focus on those words, what Tosis emphasis seems to be is that the tfisa means grabbing on, came before or after the Leidas HaSafik?
Before.
That's what sounds to be the differentiating point, but let's see if Tosis says more about this. Bishus ech noed HaSafik. Aval hacha, for the case of the Kosel, meikara noed HaSafik. The suffix already was born even before what happened? Before the wall fell. V'imahayu boyin lachlok ba'ot sha'kosel kaya hayuchokin b'shavet misafik. In other words, if you'd have to make a determination earlier about the situation of who owns this wall, there'd be a basis to paskin the suffix, because there is a suffix already, and what would be the psak at that point, before anything fell? Let's say you decide everyone is moving out here, and now everyone's going to take their avanim to the new location. So what would be, how much would get to each person? Half. So there'd be, and there already is a suffix, and you have to, and there could be already in theory a psak of yachloku that's already hovering over the situation before anything happened to the wall. What happened subsequently? The wall did fall. And what happened to the Avanim? They fell into one person's vishus. That does not make you a muchzik. That's what he's going to say. If they would be coming now, and this is true, here Tosis points out what we spoke at before, that which they be chokin b'shav misafik when the wall was kayim, afilu l'rabbanan disumchas. The Rabban who argue on Simchas, the Leskuhu, Maman Amutu B'Safik Chokin, they don't agree to that principle, Maman B'Safik Chokin, Hachamodu. Here they would agree that would be Chokin. Why? Kaman Dereka Hacha Chazaka, Lezeh Yosem Yosem. In other words, why would they have said Yachloku if they would be Chokin, Ba'ot Shakoso Kaya? Because that itself is Maman Amutu B'Safik that everyone agreed to. Why would everyone agree to it? Because there isn't what? There isn't any muchzik. So if there would be a yachloku at that point in time, freeze that frame before anyone's a muchzik, so then, says Tosis, if now someone becomes a muchzik subsequent to that, What doesn't change? What would be achloku cannot change. Everyone hear what's going on here. This is the real lumdus lies in this line. I mean, there's more lumdus in the teretz too, but just if you want to identify the line that has to be really elucidated, and now perhaps you have to wait a little bit for tomorrow, there's a lot that's tried to explain what is Tosis Nakuda here. Again, there's background, which we're doing until now, but then there's the mamish, the line that really jumps out at us. What is the so that Tosis is trying to convey here? There's a notion called Muchzik, the Chachamim, but it won't work over here. Baba Basra Dabez Amir Aleph, it won't work. And Tosis is explaining because what makes our case different than some of those other cases is that Mitchila, there was no let us suffix, that's part of what Tosis presents. If they would come to have a division at that point, it would be achoku for everybody because there is no muchzik. And because of that, when one of them becomes a muchzik subsequently, nothing is going to change in allowing that person to win this din Torah because there would be already have been a basis to say achoku prior to his becoming muchzik. Those are the key lines of Tosis. Again, in those words again, let's get to the end of the kasha. So Tosis says, Hasam again. Even the Chacham also agree that you can have a person win based being a muchzik, even if it's like an artificial type of muchzik, as we said. Haynu mishum the Hasam mitchila nevur haya hadavar ubishus echad mehem noed asafik. So then he already had a muchzik and there was noed afterwards. Avol Chacham meikar noed asafik mahayu boin lachlok bochal kosa kaim hayu chokin b'shavim b'safik. Afilu rabban and the sumchas the last umam and amodu b'safik chokin Chacham modu kivan the leker Chacham chazal kozay yisunilazeh hilchach. And here again, take these words and think about it and struggle with it and be amel in it. Hilchach, every word is golden. Hilchach afilu nafal. And again, the raya was a gemara by Chazis, but the svara is right here. Hilchach afilu nafal reshusa dechad minayu lo yafsid ha'acher kochel. Interesting lesson. See, even though it fell to the reshus of Reuven, lo yafsid ha'acher kochel, Shimon wouldn't lose his leverage. What leverage? The leverage of what? The leverage what? That he could have a stake here of what? Of a shear based on the yachloku that could have theoretically been imposed when? Right? When the wall's still standing. So Reuven can get everything. Shimon's, it can't come at Shimon's expense. Even though the stones are now by Reuven. We have to be modest with this, right? Obviously. Okay? Now, I just finished another line. Why not say that it would be called Yom Gava? Maybe that's why you need a Mishnah say Lefichach Yachloku, because maybe it would have been called Yom Gava. What are you saying would be Muchzik? Yachloku. Maybe you say if there would have been Ba'ocha Kosukai, be Yachloku. Why? Maybe if there would be Ba'ocha Kosukai, it would be called Yom Gava. And then again, Muchzik should now change the picture. You're telling me Goyafse Achokochel because of Yachloku. Who says Yachloku? Maybe called Yom Gava. Like Rav Nachman, Hasam who the Lekha Dura de Mamona. Again, plug in Tosis Pshat. There's no Dura de Mamona, meaning the Tzafik only comes, how? Through the Tainus. Shalvosa. Avalhacha Ika Dura de Mamona. And here the Ksos nitpicks Tosis. The Ksos is very, like, he doesn't really say Pshat. He says, L'chora, why is it more Dura de Mamona by us more than over there? Tosis, he doesn't understand it. We can explain it a little bit. Think about why that should be. But all of this is all part of the kasha. So what we have to do is dissect a little bit more deeply. What exactly is this yisod of Tosis? What is this inyan of tfisa? Some people call it tfisa la'acha shenolad ha'safik. Tfisa la'acha shenolad ha'safik doesn't work. Tfisa has to be kodem shenolad ha'safik. That's how some explain it. What would that mean? There's a sefer called Kuntres HaSvegos. Who wrote Kuntres HaSvegos? Tosis' brother. There's a sefer that was written before him called Tukfa Kohen. Who wrote Tukfa Kohen? The Shach, the famous Shach, M'choshen Mishpat fame, right? Rabbala Shach. The whole sefer of Tukfa Kohen is to explain the Kolam of Tfisa. The Kolam of Tfisa, because it originates in a sugya in Bamitzia, the Vav, of Tukfa Kohen, a Savik Bechor. So does a Kohen have a right to a Bechor? If it's a Bechor, he has a right to it. The Savik. What if it's a Suffolk Bechor? Takfa Kohen, Motziyim Miyado, Emotziyim Miyado, how do we paskin, Shvar Rambam, Pashtus, Emotziyim, the Rambam is Motziyim, what's a chora at stake? Pashtus, this question, Takfa Kohen? No. Tfisa, La'achash, and Olet HaSafik. It's a Safik already, meanwhile, it's by the Gailin. The Kohen grabs it! Takfa Kohen! Maybe it's a Bechor, but it was already by Yisrael. He doesn't have to give the surrender the Bechor to the Kohen, right? But the Kohen grabs it. Can he? Does he have a right now to keep it once he grabbed it? Does it matter if he's a Vadai or a Shema? Maybe. There's a Shita Satosis in a couple of places here, actually, Kufhei later in Baba Basra and Ksuvis and Russian and like Takfa Kohen, that if there's a Tainas Bari, then Takfa Kohen, Emotzi and Miyada. But wait a second! Tosis and Baba Basra Dabe seems to say that Tfisa Lachash and Alei HaSafik works or doesn't work. What does Tosis seem to say? If it's not Nolad after the Tfisa, the Safik was Nolad before, so what does Tosis seem to say? Tfisa Lachash and Alei HaSafik works or doesn't work? No, Tosis seems to say not, but doesn't Tosis indicate in other places in Shas that Tfisa Shachna Safik Besatanas Bari, this person is a Bari, he says it for sure it's my wall, I built it. So, is there another way to Ramshan Nartosis? Again, this is some of the ray that we have to discuss for tomorrow. We have 5 minutes, I'll just say a little bit on Yanni Rosh Hashanah this year, a little bit something.